السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. As we all know that tomorrow is the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr. So the question is that what are we supposed to do on this day of Eid? The first thing Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said that adorn your day of Eid with the recital of takbir. So we should recite the takbir often. So when we are leaving home, going for the Eidgah also, we must recite the takbir. Eid al-Fitr time, we recite it softly. Then in the khutbah, the khatib also, he will make the takbir, you know, he will recite takbir. So we should recite Allahu Akbar a lot on this day, the day of Eid. Then when we meet one another, what do we say? Because on Eid day you will meet. So what do we say when we meet one another? So it is mentioned, Sayyiduna Jubair bin Nufair radiallahu anhu states that when Sahaba radiallahu anhu met one another on the day of Eid, they would say, may Allah Ta'ala accept the worship from us and from you. The Arabic of this is, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us and Allah Ta'ala accept from you. So this is what we should be saying. I don't know if anyway it's mentioned that they used to say Eid Mubarak. That may, as a dua, a person is saying you have a Mubarak day of Eid. But that is not the what the practice of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Right? So Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they used to say Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. So we should make amal on this. And we should teach our children also. We learnt Eid Mubarak because that's what our elders taught us. You make salam, Eid Mubarak. Everybody is making Eid Mubarak. You made Eid Mubarak with him. So now we must teach our children what Sahaba used to do. Right? That they, Sahaba used to say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. So teach that to our children. Within a generation or two, everybody will be saying this, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. So there are quite a few reports. Muhammad bin Ziyad rahimahullah, he's a tabi'i. He says, I used to be with Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu an and other sahaba radiallahu anhum. I noticed that when they would return from the Eid Salah, they would say to one another, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. The servant of Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, his name was Adham, he mentions that we used to congratulate the Khalif, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, not Amir al-Mu'minin, Umar, the second Umar. He's not the Sahabi. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, on both the Eids, we used to congratulate him, we used to say to him, oh Amir al-Mu'minin, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. So he would reply with the very same words. So the books of Ahadith contain other similar incidents of this nature to support this noble practice. Then, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah ali, who is a very senior tabi'i, he said, Allah Ta'ala made the month of Ramadan Sharif like a race track for his bandas. In Ramadan, they race towards earning his pleasure by carrying out acts of obedience. Some people went ahead, they won the race. While others lagged behind and they were losers. Right? It is surprising that people can engross themselves in amusements and laughter on a day in which those who had done good achieve success and those who had committed evil become losers. So when we don't know where we are, how can we then just start getting involved in amusement and entertainment and laughter, like, you know, we got some certificate now that we have guaranteed Jannat. Not to say you must be glum and gloomy, but to start enjoying oneself in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, this is highly foolish. Highly foolish. One of the companions, the students of Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, whose name was Waqi bin Jarrah, he says, I went out on Eid with Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah ali. And he said the first thing that we do on this day of Eid is we lower our gaze. We protect our gaze. How many of us, when we leave our home on the day of Eid, we got this in our mind that I need to protect my gaze? How many of us are even thinking of that? So this is what I was explaining earlier on. Eid is not celebration, party like how the kuffar have a party. No. We have to see what our pious predecessors, what was their mindset on the day of Eid. Our celebration is when we make Allah Ta'ala happy. When we make Allah happy, that is our celebration, that is our joy. It is reported that Hassan bin Abi Sinan rahimahullah, he once returned home after Eid Salah. But they were not people that used to walk around all the time. But now you go for Eid Namaz. Now the Eid Namaz used to be on the outskirts of the town. So you have to walk right through the whole village, go to the outskirts. Right? So now when he returned, his wife asked him, "So how many beautiful women you saw today?" He said, "I have looked at nothing but my toe from the time I left home until the time I returned to you." So this is what I was telling you earlier on about Mufti Ibrahim Saraji Sahab, Hazrat Chaki Makhtar Sahab, that they just looked down. Now where they learnt it from? You see, they're not looking at the kuffar and seeing what is enjoyment, what is celebration, what is a party. No, they studying all this. That our pious predecessors, what did they do? So then they making amal on that. So on the day of Eid particularly, we have to protect our gaze. And this is what I was saying, that how foolish can we be, that when we know that our families are not prepared to respect the laws of parda, then we go out of our way to invite that whole family and get them together, and they're going to make guna in your house, intermingling. The men are looking at the woman, women are looking at the men. And we thinking, no, we're doing something for family ties. Family ties for who? Is that family ties for Allah Pak? Or is that family ties for shaitan? That is family ties for shaitan. In shaitan's name, that family ties. It's not family ties in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak doesn't want that intermingling like that. Allah Pak wants there must be parda. Allah wants the men must be separate. The women must be separate. So if they are not going to be separate, then why must we have those big, big functions? For what? What's the need? Which hadith said you have to have it? The next thing is generosity on the day of Eid. So what is meant by generosity? That our pious predecessors, what did they understand by generosity on the day of Eid? Abu Marwan, a slave, he says, "I went with Safwan bin Sulaym rahimahullah after Eid Salah to his house." So he was a slave, so Safwan bin Sulaym called him to sit and eat with him. He brought out some dry bread to eat. He brought out some dry bread to eat. Our mothers, sisters, wives, daughters, they think that spending the night of Eid awake means their hand must be in the masala, biryani masala. So much of their time goes in that biryani masala. Hear what he's eating. Dry bread. Dry bread is eating. Now we'll think, no, you know what, Morana, maybe he never had. Allah Pak gave us, so we must eat what Allah Pak gave us. Now listen to the whole incident. A beggar came, stood at the door and asked for something. Safwan bin Sulaym rahimahullah, he proceeded to a cupboard in the house. He took out something and he gave it to the man. He said, "I followed that beggar. I wanted to find out what did Safwan bin Sulaym rahimahullah give him. When I came close, this beggar is making dua. What dua is making? Ya Allah, give him the best of rewards. Right? Give the best of reward to Safwan bin Sulaym that you gave to any of your makhluk." How happy this beggar must have been. Right? So when I asked him, I said, "What did Safwan give you?" He said, he gave me a dinar. One gold coin he gave me. He is eating dry bread. But he is giving the beggar a gold coin. Hammad bin Abi Sulaiman rahmatullah alayhi, he was blessed with an abundance of wealth. In the month of Ramadan Sharif, he would feed 500 people for iftar daily. That's the amount of wealth Allah Pak gave him. After Eid, he would give each person 100 dirhams. Those 500 poor people that he was feeding daily, on Eid day, he would give each of them 100 dirhams. We can't give 100 dirhams. Because you still have to pay the dressmaker. You just finished paying the material shop. You still have to pay the dressmaker. Then all the children's clothes and all the money is going there. How are we going to take out and give the poor people? So that is generosity on the day of Eid. What they understood by generosity on the day of Eid. Then gratitude. This is the third thing now to worry about on the day of Eid. Is shukr for the bounty of Ramadan Sharif. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he spoke to Allah Ta'ala on Mount Tur, he said, "Oh my Rabb, if I perform salah, it is divine inspiration and tawfiq from you. If I give charity, that's from you. You give the tawfiq. If I convey your message to the ummah, to his ummah," he said, "that too is from you. It's tawfiq from you. So, how can I express my gratitude to you? Because everything is from you. Anything that I do in your obedience to make you happy, that too is from you. So how am I going to make shukr unto you?" Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, "Now you have made shukr." That when we realize that everything is from Allah, that is the shukr. When it came to Laylatul Qadr, so we were very happy to circulate the message of Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, that he said, if the odd night is a Jummah night, then highly likely that that would be Laylatul Qadr in that year. Right? So that message we sent around. Now listen to what he's saying about the day of Eid, showing gratitude for Ramadan. "As for reciprocating the bounty of being blessed with the ability of keeping roza in the month of Ramadan Sharif, by committing sins as soon as Ramadan terminates, it is the action of one who reciprocates the favor of Allah Ta'ala with nashukri, ungratefulness. If while fasting in Ramadan Sharif, a person had resolved to return to his sins after the end of the fasting month, his rozas will be rejected and the door of Allah Ta'ala's mercy will be shut in front of his face." How many menfolk in Ramadan Sharif keep their beard? Day of Eid they shave it off. Year in, year out. Maybe longest they keep it is day of Eid. But they know from before, no, it's Ramadan, I'm respecting the month. As soon as after Ramadan they shave it off. We're respecting the month or we're respecting Allah Ta'ala? Who we're respecting? So many women, come Ramadan Sharif they put a scarf on their head. Why they put a scarf on their head? Because they know that it's not right to be without a scarf. But after Ramadan finish, the scarf is out. From before Ramadan, the person knows that I'm just doing this for Ramadan. After Ramadan, I'll go back to my old ways. So many people stop watching television in Ramadan. But they know, as soon as Ramadan finishes, I'm putting the television on again. The music will come on again. All the haram comes back. So this is what he is referring to. That a person is keeping roza, but he knows as soon as Ramadan is finished, I'm going back to my gunas. So there is a fear that his rozas too won't be accepted. Allah Ta'ala's door of rahmat will be shut in his face. Allahumma hafizna. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So the gratitude is to remain in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Then we must have the worry of acceptance. That whatever Allah Ta'ala allowed for me to do in this month, is it accepted? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to announce on the last night of Ramadan Sharif that, oh, if only I knew who has been accepted so that I could congratulate him. And if only I knew who was rejected so that I could console him over his loss. He is a Khalif, son-in-law of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the earliest people to accept Islam, from all the youth, the first to accept Islam, right? What basharat he received, and he got this figure. Nobody gave us any basharats, but do we have any worry? Do we have any concern? Now, what is my situation? We just, you know, how many khatams I made, you know, how much I did Tarawih day, I did this, I did. Is it maqbool in the Allah? Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu used to emerge on the last night of Ramadan Sharif and announce, we congratulate whoever has been accepted tonight, and we console whoever has been deprived and rejected tonight. O accepted one, congratulations, shabash to you. O the one who is deprived and rejected, may Allah Ta'ala make you recover from your loss. In other words, after Ramadan Sharif now, we need to escalate our efforts to cover up for the losses. We just take it for granted. No, after Ramadan, finish now. Leg off the accelerator, but too much karma I need now. Too much work I need. Now I must take it easy now. Too hard I worked in Ramadan. See how they thinking. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah said in his khutbah on the day of Eid al-Fitr, O people, you have fasted for 30 days for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You stood in Taraweeh Salah for 30 days. Today you have come out to beg from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must accept it from you. Mu'alla bin Fadl rahimahullah said, the pious predecessors used to make dua to Allah Ta'ala for 6 months before Ramadan, that Ya Allah, allow us to live till Ramadan. Then after Ramadan, for 6 months, they used to make dua, Ya Allah, accept what we did in Ramadan. Yahya bin Kathir rahimahullah said, one of the duas of the pious predecessors was that, O Allah, keep me safe. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan alana. Wasallim huli mutaqabbala. That, O Allah, keep me safe till Ramadan. Keep Ramadan safe and sound for me, and receive it from me in a state that it is maqbool, it is accepted. Wahib bin Ward rahimahullah saw a group of people laughing on the day of Eid, in ghaflat. Not to say you can't laugh, but in ghaflat, laughing heedlessly. He commented, if these people's roza was accepted, then this is not how shukar guzar bandas behave. A servant that is grateful to Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't behave like this. And if their fast was not accepted, then this is not how fearful servants behave. Now we must see how we behave on the day of Eid, what our behavior becomes. Adi ibn Artat rahimahullah said in his khutbah after Ramadan, it is as if our stomachs never experienced thirst. It is as if our eyes never stayed awake at night. The thirst has now disappeared, but it left behind its reward. If only I knew who has been accepted so we could congratulate him, who is rejected so that we could console him. So he said the same thing that Ali radiallahu anhu said, that as for the accepted one, shabash, congratulations to you. As for the one who is deprived and rejected, may Allah Ta'ala make you recover from your loss. He then started crying profusely. One of the pious predecessors seemed sad on the day of Eid. He was told that this is a day of happiness and joy. Why are you sad? He replied, what you say is true. It is a day of happiness. But I am a slave. My master asked me to carry out some tasks. I don't know if he is going to accept it from me or not. So this is the thing that is worrying me. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi said, people used to say, the one who is not forgiven even in Ramadan Sharif, you will not acquire forgiveness at any other time. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi wrote letters to the Muslim provinces around the world after Ramadan, advising them that end Ramadan with istighfar and sadaqatul fitr. He wrote, he encouraged istighfar by quoting several ayat of the Quran Sharif. We don't have time to go into all, but I want to move on. A true Eid. What is a true Eid? A person invited Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala on the day of Eid al-Fitr. He found him, a person visited Amir al-Mu'mineen, not invited. He visited Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He found him eating dry bread. He said, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the day of Eid and you're eating dry bread." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Today is the day of Eid. For the one who's fasting and who's standing in salah was accepted. Today is the day of Eid for the one whose sins were forgiven, whose efforts were appreciated, and whose actions were accepted. Today is Eid for us, and tomorrow will also be Eid for us. And every day in which Allah Ta'ala is not disobeyed, that is actually Eid for us." Abu Mansur Shirazi rahmatullahi said on the day of Eid, "Eid is not for the one who had ladles of food dished out for him. Eid is for the one who is granted forgiveness." Some people passed by a monastery and they asked that person that when do the people in this khanqa, when do they celebrate Eid? He replied, "On the day when its people are forgiven." Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah said, "Eid has nothing to do with long clothing, which one lets drag on the floor out of pride. New, smart clothes you're wearing with pride. Eid got nothing to do with that. Eid has nothing to do with enjoying food with such greed, which may even cause a person harm." You hear the people talking after that. "Now I need Gaviscon, stomach is problem, this so much. Eat, now after that, a stomach problem. Eno and all." So Eid is not that. Eid is when a sinful and repentant servant adorns himself with the garments of Tawbah, pleased that his heart, which was distanced from Allah Ta'ala, has now returned to Allah Ta'ala. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi writes, "Eid is not for the one who wears new clothes. Eid is actually for the person whose acts of obedience increase. Eid is not for the one who adorns himself with beautiful clothes and rides a smart conveyance. Eid is actually for the person whose sins are forgiven." So many of us today, we're shining the cars. Car must be smart, maybe clean. Go for Eid namaz, go to Eid lunch, Eid supper. Right? But are we worried about shining the heart? Not to say you mustn't keep your car clean. That must happen also. But what about the tawbah and the istighfar? How much attention is given to the car? So meticulous, polish on the tire, this, that. Are we that meticulous with our tawbah and istighfar? On the night before Eid, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam and forgiveness is distributed to the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Whoever receives any portion of these two gifts, he can celebrate Eid. Whoever doesn't receive them, he is rejected and he is distanced from Allah Ta'ala. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, "Every day in which Allah Ta'ala is not disobeyed, that is actually a day of Eid. Every day which a believer passes in the obedience of his master, in his remembrance, in his gratitude, that is a day of Eid." The last one we'll take. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, "A mu'min has 5 Eids. Every day which passes by a mu'min, in which no guna was written in his book of deeds, that is his day of Eid. The day when a mu'min leaves this world with iman, that is the day of Eid. The day when the mu'min will cross the Sirat and be saved from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. That is his day of Eid. The day when he will enter into Jannah, that is his day of Eid. And the day when his gaze will meet his Rabb, that is his Eid. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Give us tawfiq to move away from Christian customs, Hindu customs, all that we have brought into our day of Eid. Our day of Eid is a day we connect to Allah Ta'ala. That is our celebration. That is our joy. That is our happiness. Connecting with Allah Ta'ala. Then if we connected with Allah Ta'ala and then we eating some good food, then we wearing some nice clothing, then Alhamdulillah. But if we only concentrating on the food and the clothing and the partying and the family get-togethers and guna is all taking place, then that is not the day of Eid. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.